Singer Steve Earle is no stranger to controversy. He's a former heroin addict and an ex-convict, a roots music rebel in his adopted hometown of Nashville, Tennessee. Now, he's written a song about John Walker Lind, the 21-year-old California native who was captured while fighting for the Taliban. The song caused a stir even before its release, and its political nature sets the tone of Earle's latest album, titled Jerusalem. Meredith Oakes has a review.
Let's set the record straight about Steve Earle's song, John Walker's Blues. It does not portray John Walker Lind as a hero. Instead, Earle imagines the pathos that led Lind to reject his country and its culture. It's clear that by joining the Taliban, all Lind has done is to buy into another, far more oppressive belief system.
I'm just an American boy, raised on MTV, and seen all the kids in the soda pop ads, but none of them look like me.
Steve Earle has addressed contentious issues in his music before, but this album, Jerusalem, takes on a broader spectrum of troubles. On a song he calls America Version 6.0, that's America with a K, Earle rails against Wall Street corruption and lack of adequate health care. His litany of complaints about what's wrong with America makes for good listening, mostly because he sets it to a riveting beat and Rolling Stones-like riffs.
Meanwhile, back at the hospital, got accountants playing God and counting out the pills. Yeah, I know that sucks that your HMO ain't doing what you thought it would do. Well, everybody's gotta die sometime, and we can't save everybody. It's the best that we can do.
On this record, Jerusalem, Steve Earle strives to challenge the way people are thinking during this difficult time in our history. He does that best by personalizing certain issues, like he does with John Walker's Blues. On the song What's a Simple Man to Do, Earle puts you inside the mind of an illegal immigrant who gets arrested for selling drugs. Regardless of how you feel about the issue, you can't help but empathize with the character in the song as he writes an apology letter to his loved ones in Mexico.
All I wanted was a little money. All I needed was a week or two. I never even saw the police coming. What's a simple man to do?
Jerusalem starts out on an apocalyptic note, but ends on a hopeful one with the album's title track. In this song, Steve Earle wakes up to a dismal newscast about fighting in the Middle East, and he nearly gives in to what he's hearing, the belief that there will never be peace. But then he doesn't give in, and that's what this album is all about.
I woke up this morning, and none of this was good.
Earle wants his audience to listen critically, not passively, to whatever it is that they're listening to, be it the news, the government, or his music.
And the man on my TV told me it had always been that way. And there's nothing anyone could do or say. And I almost listened to him. Yeah, I almost lost my mind, and I regained my senses again. Looked into my
The CD is Jerusalem by Steve Earle. Our reviewer is Meredith Oakes.